Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Let's get back to this fraud and would you actually report somebody for tax evasion or benefit fraud? We've all heard, you know, the stories of people working cash in hand while still claiming social welfare or businesses dodging their fair share of tax. But there's a new group under the spotlight, social media influencers and online content creators, with brand deals, sponsorships and undeclared income from platforms like Instagram, TikTok and YouTube. And some are cashing in without actually paying up. And the question is, would you report them? Back in 2017, the Minister for Social Protection, Leo Varadkar, launched the Welfare Cheats Cheat Us All campaign, urging the general public to report benefit fraud. Now, that went down like a burning spitfire at the time, if you remember. And people said what he was doing was trying to turn the general public against each other. In the UK, there's now a similar push, by the way, in relation to tax evasion. And they're now offering cash rewards and a percentage of what they get if you report somebody. So where do you stand? If you knew somebody, whether it be a neighbour or a business or an influencer, was cheating the system, blatantly cheating the system. I'll give you an example. You're working your butt off. You're paying 41 cents in the euro after your tax credit. The government are taking a fair, healthy chunk of your money every single month. Meanwhile, Johnny down the road, his missus is claiming to be a single parent. He's living with her, which is obviously illegal under the terms of being a single parent. And he's going out to work every day with his overalls on him, painting and decorating, and even has a van with Mickey's painter or decorator on it. And you just know, because you heard from somebody, that he's not paying a bean in tax. And they're off on three holidays a year, etc., etc. So they're doing two things. They're benefit fraud, and it's also tax evasion. Would you report them? If you knew for sure, now you can't just report somebody on a whim, by the way, but if you knew for sure they were dodging tax, would you report them? Look, I'll throw in the cash reward if you want. We don't give cash rewards in this country, but they may follow England and do the same thing. Would you report somebody? Let me go to Brian. Brian, hi, how are you? Are you there, Brian? Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, bottom line for me is, look, I'm not a rat. I wouldn't do that.
Right.
Whether it's right or wrong, I think we pay too much tax in this.
I don't disagree with that. But we're all in it together, aren't we, I suppose?
Anyone that swindles it a bit here or there wouldn't bother me.
I'm not talking about the lad that comes and cuts your grass for a tenner, you know. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is, I'll give an example. Somebody gave me an example today, actually, the podcast, and they said he got four quotes to get a job done on his house. And three of the quotes were over 3,800, but one of the quotes was 2,600, but it was cash only. So in other words, clearly the 2,600 guy wasn't registered for VAT and wasn't paying tax. And he took it and he paid the cash and got it done cheaper.
Kudos to him.
What?
Well done to him. He got a cheaper job done.
But is that fair on the other three companies who are doing things right, have to pay their taxes, pay their VAT?
Well, you can be sure those companies aren't doing everything right. You know, everyone has their little bit on the side.
Mm.
In my experience. Yeah. So, I mean, everyone's at.
Well, everyone isn't at. Everyone isn't at. Actually, most people are not at it.
If you're PAYE, I mean, you don't have that choice. Whatever.
No. Well, you do. If you're PAYE, you could have a little nixer on the side as well. Yeah.
So, at the highest levels of white collar, I mean, they're even worse.
I'm not disagreeing with you. There are large companies.
Why don't we actually bow down and be obedient little boys and girls?
But it's not being obedient. Let me give you an example. You're walking down the road and you see somebody climbing in the window of a house, a burglar climbing in the window of a house. You know it's not the owner. And you see them climbing. Would you ring the police?
I'd pull him down.
What? Probably not. What sort of civilian are you?
I'd pull him down.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. But you would ring the guards eventually. Yeah.
Well, of course. I mean, that's different.
Well, how is it different? It's theft.
It's theft.
Well, benefit fraud is theft. When somebody is cheating the system, they're stealing taxpayers' money. It is theft.
In a bigger way, I think the system is cheating us. I mean, look at the amount of tax, the income tax. You've got certain high percentage, and then you go out and you spend your money, and there's so much VAT on everything. I mean,
we all end up paying tax, of course. Yeah, I get that.
I can understand fully why someone would go out and cheat a broken system. system is not right. It's broken, and it's too hard on the middle classes and the lower classes. And it's very easy for the higher classes. So when it's an unfair, when you look at the world from that view, you're always going to justify a little bit on the side.
Mm. So what you're saying to me is you have massive companies who are legally avoiding tax. And so why would you report?
Legally
why would,
or otherwise.
Yeah, why would you report Johnny the plumber who might be making a few quid on the side?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to shift world policy and economic policy. A big corporation might, but leave you alone. Yeah.
But here's the thing: we all gave out about Apple and about Starbucks and all the other companies who were paying tiny amounts in corporation tax going back there 10, 15 years ago. Everybody was horrified and disgusted by that. And something was done about it eventually in the European courts, and obviously Apple had to pay back the money. So if we were disgusted by that, and that's a big scale. Why not be disgusted?
Tried to stop it and give it to Apple.
Yeah, but that's because they didn't want Apple to leave the country. But here's the thing. If we're disgusted by that, why are we not disgusted by Johnny down the road, who's, you know, working full-time, not paying any tax, and his girlfriend is claiming a benefit as a single
Johnny
parent?
Johnny down the road has known 5 mansions and 7 yachts.
But is that really the point?
Well,
or is that just begrudgery?
I don't know. Like theft, and that's it. I mean, you're stealing taxpayers' money.
Yeah, but I have no issue with somebody owning 5 mansions and 4 yachts or whatever it is, and a Ferrari, as long as they earn the money fair and square.
I have no problem with that. But if I see Joe struggling down the road, and all he wants to do is take his family on the holiday, and that's a begrudgement, you know?
Okay, so you're basically saying you'd be a rat if you said something.
I'm not a snitch anyways. No.
Okay, well, hang on for a second. The number, by the way, if you want to get involved in this, is 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp us and we'll let you on to talk about it. Jerry, hi, how are you? Oh, there he is. Yeah, hi, Jerry. Sorry. Helps when I press the button, Jerry, doesn't it?
It does, all right.
Yeah. So, Jerry, would you say something? Would you rat?
No, I thought about this one and think, you know, it depends on the crime.
Okay.
I know there's no one size fits all in life. You know, as you said, or your other caller said, that, you know, there's somebody making, you know, what it's doing a bit of gardening or helping a neighbor, and once, you know, the neighbor says, look, there's a price for a pint, or there's a knife.
Ah, yeah, no, nobody's talking about that.
100% fine.
Is it not the same thing, though? You're kind of contradicting yourself.
No, I'm not. Nobody's talking. We're talking about people who are doing it, you know, on an intentional level and on a daily basis.
Yeah. You have to look at the level of fraud, if you want to call it that. I think this derives from the likes of Driscoll getting caught with being an influencer and having to kind of cough up whatever.
Mm.
There's a lot of influence going on at the moment, you know, on different social media things, and people are making a few quid. People are making
a lot of
money.
These girls on OnlyFans and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of money being made on social media.
And, you know, I know it's very difficult for the taxman to keep up with the changes in the whole, you know, internet scene. They find it very difficult. But the problem is, I think, a lot of the time is they go after the easy prey. They go after someone who's vulnerable. And if it says a PAYE worker or, you know, somebody that's paying the taxes and doesn't pay, say, at a certain time or by a certain deadline, they go after him heavy. They hit them with penalties. They hit them with, you know, being published in newspapers, this sort of thing. They can come very heavy on you when they get their teeth in. But, you know, they don't go after it all round. They just kind of pick on what's easy, what's vulnerable.
Yeah, the easy pickings. No, I know, I understand what you're saying, and somebody said that to me before. It's easier for them to go after 20 grand than 20 million.
Exactly.
Because they know they'll get the 20 grand eventually. They won't get the 20 million. They're never going to get that.
I just spoke about earlier on the shenanigans in the doll. We won't go down that road, but a lot of the shenanigans in the doll is greed, is wanting them to have their own time, wanting them to be in politics. A lot of them will have second jobs, have mixers going on, have money coming in from other sources.
Oh, landlords. And a lot of them are landlords.
A lot of them are landlords. A lot of them appear at the opening of a shopping centre and they get a couple of grand in an envelope. You know, and like they won't pay tax on that. I know they won't because it's cash in the hand. And, like, you know, that is a fraud of the sort. But it's a huge problem. And I don't think it's ever going to change. You can go back to Roman times when they're out looking for their shekels from the ordinary, the slave or the person that had a modest income. They went after him more so than the person that had the villa on the side of the mountain. You know, the sort of way.
Yeah.
And it's an age old scenario. I
totally agree with your caller. And just to throw in another point, I mean, it's like the black market. The black market itself is actually good for the economy.
The black economy is worth somewhere between 3 and 4 billion per year.
Yeah, but it actually serves a purpose in the economy itself.
It does.
To have money in the hands of the people. So, I mean, it's kind of the same thing along those lines.
Some of it is in the wrong hands, by the way. Yeah, some of it is the proceeds of crime. So some of it is in the hands of the wrong people, too.
Another scenario, isn't it?
Yeah. But here's the thing, Jerry. Getting back to my scenario at the start. You know, Johnny is living with his girlfriend, and you know for a fact she's claiming to be a single parent, so he's cohabiting, which is against the rules, right? He's off out every day with his overalls on him. Johnny's painting firm written on the side of his van. And you find out for sure that he's not paying a bean in tax, because if he did and he was claiming he was living with her, she wouldn't be getting any benefits. So the whole, between the two of them, there's benefit fraud and tax evasion. And they're off on holidays, and you're working your nuts off to pay a mortgage, and you live down the road from them. Hang on, just one at a time. Jerry, would you report them?
I feel, you know, if it's blatant, they're flaunting their wealth, they're laughing at you just paying your hard-earned cash to a mortgage or a loan for, you know, a home improvement, whatever. Yes, I think I would. You know, if it's blatant, if they're, as I said earlier on in the start of the conversation, if they're doing something small and they're getting away with it, fair play to them, you know what I mean? Mm. But in the bigger context, if they're blatantly doing it, laughing at you because you're the one that's the fool for paying the tax, I think I would just say, hang on a minute, this is just so wrong. And I know your other caller said he feels like he might be a rat saying that, doing that. You know, what's a rat? If it's a fair society, there's going to be no rats. There's going to be nobody reporting anything.
Can I just tell you who's going to report that person? And I've seen over the years,
you can do it. And you can remain anonymous. You don't need to be telling
the people in the same industry. Let's say you're a builder or a blocker or whatever. It's always going to happen. If you're eating into their profits, they're going to rat you up. It kind of corrects itself eventually.
But if you're doing nothing wrong, you shouldn't be worried about them ratting you up.
No, but not. I'm just not going to be the one to push that button. It's not me.
If you're a builder and you're doing a few extensions or whatever, and you're in the trade and you're not registered for VAT, you're not paying tax, and you're taking cash jobs all the time, and Johnny's Builder and Co. Limited is also in the same area, and he has to charge more than you because he's doing everything by the book, he's probably going to report you. And to be honest with you, I understand why he would feel hard done by.
It's all across the board, but all different businesses. It's always people in the same that are working in the same industry. They will support them. You know what I mean?
But you do understand why he feels hard done by. Because he has to charge more than you, and you're undercutting him.
Of course, and I wouldn't hold it against anyone to report them. It wouldn't be me. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't begrudge. If it was on the floor, and I couldn't afford to live anymore. Right, maybe I'd be tempted to push that button, but just for me personally, I wouldn't.
Mm. What about this idea now, Jerry? In the UK, they want to pay a reward system. I.e. a percentage of whatever the government managed to get back.
Yeah, like a finder's fee.
Yeah, sort of, kind of thing.
Look, at the same time, Niall, you have to look at this in a broader picture. That if somebody is flaunting it and has sign writing on the side of their van, you know, they are vulnerable as well. And the taxman needs to go after these people. It shouldn't be just up to the individual. There should be compliance. In fairness, the simplest thing is to have on the side of your van C number, you know, your company number. That means you're registered.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Simple thing. And it's like a tax disc or your insurance disc on your car. Mm-hmm. What's so difficult to have it on the side of your van? If you're having sign writing on the side of your van for some service that you do, you should have to say you're company registered. And that's easy to police.
Yeah.
But you know, the taxman can't really depend on the public all the time. As I say, in England, I don't know, it's probably done on a bigger scale in England. There's 59 million people over there. I can 16, imagine
69 it. Million, I think, isn't it?
69 at the moment. And they're cash strapped. They really are. The UK is in... Is
oh, they're, yeah, they're in a bad way. Yeah.
Yeah, they are. And like, they're looking at spending more money now on defence and all different health and this sort of thing. So they need to get money in fairly, fairly quick.
Yeah, they don't have the EU to back them up anymore.
They don't, no. And that's their own fault and problem. But if we don't have the same debt, I don't think. Well, we have it. Of course we have debt. I think in Ireland, we've always kind of had this kind of a Nixer king mentality. You know,
cash is king, isn't that what they say? Cash is king.
Yeah, cash is king. And, you know, as I say, up to a point, if a fellow is paying his taxes and paying, you know, paying his staff, whatever, and has declared the books, and he does the odd Nixer, he does the odd one for cash, I don't see it being a big problem. It's the fellow that does not pay cash, or does not pay tax, and won't pay staff, and maybe he's claiming the rock and roll, the dole. He's living with his girlfriend, that he has a free social welfare house. He's got a free doctor, and he's got free everything. He's freeloading the system. And he's also out there nixering day and night and getting paid in cash and paying zero tax.
So you're saying he deserves to be reported, yeah.
Me personally, I would have a great difficulty with that.
Okay, well, let me just go to Connie before I go to the break. Connie, hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Connie, social welfare benefits or tax evasion or whatever, would you report somebody if they were doing it blatantly? Would you report them?
No.
No?
Absolutely not. Right. You know what? I'd report if I could. We actually, where we're at now at the moment in this world is that we are the government of Ireland against the people. So if there was someone I could squeal on up there in Gangster House, I would love to, but ordinary people trying to get by.
Did you say Gangster House? Did you say Gangster House?
Gangster House, yes. And can I just finish what I'm going to say, because I've been thinking about it as I've been listening. Two very good points there. You know what? If I had some way that I could bring people together, that we could actually overtake and overrun the amount of expenses that have come over the years, and numerous times has been shown, how many TDs have done this? And has anyone reported, like, why aren't they accountable?
They are. Now, hold on for a second. TDs do get caught on a regular basis, you know, having property that they haven't declared. In fact, they're under, now, to be fair, right, don't get me wrong, I have no time for the Irish government, and you well know that, right?
No.
Okay, but here's the thing. They are under more scrutiny than the average person.
Yeah, but they don't, I would love to have their job to sit there and talk to my rear end all day long and bang, and it's complete comedian, but it's, you know, who's
no, I know what you're saying, but getting back to what you're saying about corruption or about, you know, scamming money.
Only. So if there's somebody smart enough, and I don't condone it, but we're all, come here, my purse strings are very tight at the moment, and everybody else in the country is, and everything's going up, what's coming down? Mm. Our wages certainly not going up that much. And then if you got someone that's clever enough to do that, I would not. It's none of my business. And there's a law of karma.
And would you do it? If somebody came along to you and offered you a job and they said, look, I give you 1,500 quid a week cash into your hand, would you do it?
Yes, at the moment. I'm fucking screwed. But there's no one going to offer me that much money anyway. So I would know what I have to do for it now. It could be too much moral code. But you know, like, that would be amazing if that happened. For something.
And you wouldn't feel bad about the fact that you're not paying any tax? That wouldn't bother you?
Not at all, because our whole system is corrupt. It's gone. The crumbling is happening. Why would you worry? Like, you know, we should be more worried about taking out the gangsters and, you know, taking them down, yes.
But the only thing I'll say about that is, Connie, and everybody can come on here tonight and say, oh, what about this? Or what about that? Or what about the government? Or what about the drug lords? Or what about the, you know, there's a lot of whataboutery going on.
They're not.
It's a separate topic. I mean, we can talk about them another time, and we do talk about them on a regular basis.
Yeah, but that's super nice. That's a moral code they're breaking. They're actually.
No, I know. I'm well aware of that.
Can I interject for a second?
Brian, go ahead.
The point. Oh God, I'm missing it.
Come on.
It's such a corrupt system. I get where your caller's coming from. It's why pay into a system that doesn't work for us? Why aren't they doing what she said, the right thing? You know, why pay tax at all when they're actually using that money?
What are we getting back for it? Like, road tax? What do we get?
Okay, with respect, it's not perfect. The country is not perfect. I absolutely know that. Cost of living is mad. Our health service is in decline. And yeah, no, hang on, lads and ladies. But the money that you do pay in tax gets reinvested into the country. It's not always done properly. Don't get me wrong. I'm well aware of that. You know what I mean? But it is reinvested in the country.
I mean, you know, I look at the immigration crisis.
I know, yeah. I'm not going to disagree with you, Brian. That's a massive waste of billions of taxpayers' money. I'm well aware of that.
It's a moral standard that just blows away all moral. So it's kind of dog for dog, you know? Dog eat dog. The way it's set up.
My standard is zero. Zero.
They don't do it for us. Why should we fucking do it for them?
What we should be trying to do, what we should be trying to do now, can I come in there a second?
Yeah.
What we should be doing, us, the people, should be trying to set up an alternative. I was going to say reality. I'm tired. Alternative society where we would work like the old way, go back as cooperatives, helping each other out, bartering. That's where we need to go. What is other rubbish? Like, there's a whole, how would you call that system?
Barter. Yeah, it was barter.
Corrupt anyway. Yeah. You know, like, you do something for somebody, they help you out. And that system does work as cooperative. That kind of thing. I don't know what it's called. I'm tired. But
No, you described it well. It's a cooperative system, a community system, or a barter system. Yeah.
I would be very willing to go off grid and hide away from the whole world.
Well, some religions do that.
I've been awake, right away for 5 years. Come out. Sorry, there's a dog.
I got to go to a break anyway. You can text us, by the way. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. The question I'm asking is, would you... I know Leo Varadkar kind of didn't launch the plan very well going back in 2017 when he said, welfare cheats cheat us all. That was the campaign, and he got a huge backlash because he was accused of turning people against each other at a time, of course, where things weren't so good. Things are still not so good, by the way, for the Irish people. Cost of living is going up. People can't afford energy. The health service is a mess. And I understand what the guys are saying in relation to how the government are spending your money. Probably not too wisely in some cases. But you do get some services for it. There are services available, education, all those other things that you get for it. But we could be doing an awful lot better with the taxpayers' money. We are squandering a lot of it recklessly. But does that really give you an opportunity or to say, oh, well, then I wouldn't report somebody who wasn't paying tax, or I wouldn't report somebody who's not paying or who's, you know, who's involved in benefit fraud? Let me know, would you report somebody? The number is 087-188-0008. If you want to get involved at any stage, by the way, just go to your WhatsApp machine and just type in 087-188-0008. Just type in the words, let me on, and they'll let you on. Eddie, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Oil, you well?
I'm good, Eddie. I mean, Eddie, this came from originally from, there's two topics today in the paper, or two stories. One is that the revenue will be tackling, you know, those who are on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, making money on the side. Undeclared income, basically, from these platforms. And the other one is the UK are bringing in this reward system for those who squeal. So, I don't know. Would you be interested? Would you dab somebody in?
I wouldn't, but regarding those social media influencers, because they're in the public eye, they're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. They're essentially out with themselves. But regarding the fella that does a Nixer or does a curry delivery driver or whatever, the government want us to do their job for them. I know loads of people fiddling the system, living with single parents, etc. That's the only way they can get by. I'll tell you a story. You know, I know a lad, he's doing everything right, okay? He's proper salt of the earth fella. He's in an affordable house, costing him $2,200 a month, right? $550.
Yeah.
He's been told, you will never have the option to buy that, right? So dead money, he's killing himself. He's now giving that up and moving back in with his parents because he just can't afford to do it by doing the legit means,
yeah.
You know? So people, they'll do anything to get by. And you said there about the bill there were four quotes. I'm telling you now, most of Ireland, if that would take the guy that was cheaper, if the workmanship was the same, all they're worried about is how much money they're saving in the back pocket, because the public love a bargain. They don't care that your man there is doing a legit and that's $3,200. If you can give me the same job, same workmanship for $2,400, and I'm saving 800 lids, I'm taking that all day long. And so is most of the public, because everyone's tight and pinned for collar.
Even though you know, because he's asked you for cash, so even though you know he's not paying any tax or he's not registered for VAT or whatever.
Doesn't matter. As long as that job is done to the same standard as the other three builders, every single person in Ireland would take that. And so I gave you a scenario. I had a little row with you before, because I said to you about, you like Red Bull. And I said, say you buy a tray of Red Bull at 50 quid. And some fella says, well, I can get the exact same thing for 20 quid. Same amount, same quality. You said you wouldn't take it. But you being in the minority.
But if I thought it was robbed, I wouldn't take it. If I thought he was getting it from the warehouse.
I'm telling you, you'd be in the minority. And the this offering a cash incentive, right? That would actually work, because people would sell their granny for money. Like, all loyalty goes out the window when there's a few bob dangling in front of someone. You know,
is it wrong to do that? Are you dividing society, turning
wrong.
People against 100%, each other?
100% wrong. Again, we'd be doing the government's job for them. I mean, if the government really wanted to do that, right, they could probably get 60,000 people tomorrow by how many takeaways are in this country? Say 20,000. Average of them have, what, 3 drivers? That's 60,000 people straight off the bat. You know, they could get it if they really want.
But they do, but they do spot checks every now and again. But here's the thing.
They want us to do it for them.
Well, social welfare and tax, relies primarily on honesty. Now, they do checks every now and again, but it relies primarily on honesty because they would never have enough staff to check every single person in the country to make sure they're above board, right? But so they do rely on people, you know, helping them out the same way as the Garda Síochána. They rely on the general public to help them out.
I don't benefit fraud during COVID. Mm-hmm. COVID lasted, what, 2.5 years?
Yeah.
So my job was put on hold for the whole 2.5 years. What was I supposed to do? More for
job was put on hold, you're entitled to claim.
Oh, yeah. I got the COVID money, but that's not worth a pot of piss in. You know what I mean?
It's about 350.
I didn't pay the bill.
Yeah, 350.
Yeah, 350. So I went out and I got a cash in hand job doing fast food deliveries. And I've done that for the whole length of COVID for 2.5 years. Do I feel guilty? No. It was a bleeding once in a lifetime pandemic. What was I supposed to do? Mm. Bills still had to be paid. So.
Yeah, and 350 wasn't going to cut the mustard. Yeah.
No, 350 wasn't going to cut the mustard. So I had no choice. I had to go. And again, like, obviously I needed the money. But again, for my mental health, what was I supposed to do for 2.5 years? Just sit around and scratch my hole.
And I agree, a lot of people did have to sit around scratching their hole, and it didn't do their mental health any good. I was in a very lucky position that I worked in radio, so I was I had a waiver that I didn't have to stay within the 6 kilometres and all that kind of carry on, because I had to go to work. So I never was in that position, so I don't know what it was like for people to do that.
Most people, even though they whinge and moan about somebody getting the benefit of the system, the better of the system, they wouldn't grasp them up. There's like a line. There's like a...
What, snitches like get stitches.
Street code. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like a code of the street that, yeah, you might whinge and moan about blah, 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 but you won't actually dob somebody in. You just wouldn't. However, if they bring that rule in like the UK and you offer a cash incentive, there will be some unscrupulous bastards that'll do anything for a few bob.
Stay there for a second. You know what I mean? Stay there, Eddie. Karen, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall.
I'm good. Karen, would you dob somebody in for benefit fraud or for tax evasion? Blatant benefit fraud now.
No, I don't think I would. Because, and it's not that I don't agree with it. I don't think I could do it. But I don't see anything wrong with anybody else doing it. It wouldn't bother me. And as I said in my comments there, if they were really serious about catching tax dodgers, all they have to do is go to McDonald's any evening and they'll find 6, 7, 8 Uber Eats drivers. They are definitely not paying tax.
Well, we don't know that for sure. Well, you don't know that for sure. Yeah.
Now, listen, Niall, come on. There's no way they're paying.
Well, I don't know. Some of them might be declaring. I don't know. They're self-employed, I assume.
I would doubt it, to be honest with you. Yeah. And I don't actually see anything wrong with it. But to be honest, we've all taken advantage of, you know.
I mean, by the way, when it comes to Uber and all those kind of things, I'm assuming, so Uber have to pay them and they're paid through the bank. So they're not paid cash. They're paid through the bank. So if they're paid through a bank, it has to be declared.
Paid through the app.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't have to be declared.
Well, it's meant to be declared.
The bank can't provide those details unless there is a court order to provide those details.
Well, I think that all changed, didn't it? Back in November 2022, I think it was. I'm not too sure. I'll have to check that out. But I think that all changed. There used to be that the revenue had to get an order to check your bank account. I don't think that's the case anymore. I think that's quite simple for them to do now. But either way, you're probably right. Nobody could have put 2 and 2 together unless there's an investigation. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but you know, we've probably all availed of, you know, a workman who comes to do a job and you say, do we have to pay VAT? And they say, no, we can do a deal for cash. We do the deal for cash. We don't pay VAT. Of course, we know that's not going through the books. And we've probably all been guilty of it.
Mm.
So you can't really be, you know, such a hypocrite that you'll avail of that and then dub someone else in on the other hand.
Yeah.
You know, if I was going to do it, I'd probably do it to get back at someone who's done something on me. But I don't think I'd do it. It wouldn't sit well with me to do it to people. But I don't have a problem if other people want to do it because, you know, like, we all do pay tax and it's not fair.
Yeah, well, it's not fair when you see somebody, for example, who's paying a mortgage and, you know, can't afford to go on a holiday, can barely afford the car in his garden. And then down the road is Johnny and living with his bird, as they say. And she's claiming to be a single parent. He's living with her. I'm working on the side claiming cash. You know, so people feel hard done by, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. But that's not the only reason you feel hard done by. And I know you've alluded to it in your previous comments. You know, if you look at what has been done with the squandering of our money at this moment in time.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
So, like, why, you know, why on earth would we be turning around and doing that? Like, it's not only the people who are working and aren't paying tax who are getting advantage, taking advantage of the system. You know, a lot of people are taking advantage of the system whose families and themselves have never paid a penny into the system.
Well, we pay, as citizens, by the way, we pay very little of the tax. The majority of tax in this company is paid, well, let's say the lion's share of it, is paid by probably about 5% of the population and the large corporations.
Yeah, 100%. But if you look at the fact there, Apple and all the money that came back, that was given back to pay from Apple, right?
Yeah.
You know, the money that wasn't used, the Apple money that wasn't collected and therefore wasn't used for our economy, should have been given back to the taxpayers, because the Exchequer still had to pay for everything that was being provided. But no, the government took that money and kept it. Now, if that was another organisation that had overcharged or undercharged customers, regardless if it was only 1 cent or 2 cents, they're regulatory obliged to refund that money. But the government kept that money.
Mm.
And that should have come back to the taxpayers.
Yeah, well, the government would claim they kept it because it was the government that they were meant to pay it to, because it was corporation tax.
Yes, but that money that should have been used to help fund the services of the state has to be funded by the taxpayer. So therefore, the taxpayer ended up paying because that money wasn't collected.
Yeah, but the only thing I will say to you in relation to money in this country, there's no shortage of money in this country at this present moment in time. We're not short of money. We just have bad people managing it. And all you got to do is look at the Dáil today and yesterday. So that's the problem.
100%. I mean, there are certain individuals who only have to fly over Irish airspace and the government throw tens of millions at them. You know, and when you call them out about this, as I did on social media.
Are you alluding to Mr. Zelensky, by the way?
I am alluding to Mr. Zelensky.
By the way, can I point out Mr. Zelensky, who was named in the Panama Papers long before the Ukraine War, who was named in the Panama Papers for having money in an offshore account?
Absolutely. He's a billionaire.
Yeah.
You know, what's he doing with his money? He's going cap in hand to everybody else. And then you have the government supporting Zelensky and saying that, oh, you know, this is what he needs. But Zelensky himself came out and said that, you know, people of mobilization age should stay and either fight and defend the country or work in the economy to help pay for the defense of that country. But yes, their best friends in Ireland are, you know, paying these people and allowing them to disregard what Zelensky has said, while then also paying Zelensky to help him, you know, with the war effort.
Yeah, to see, by the way, the latest in RTE today, by the way, which it did bring a smile to my face, although it shouldn't, right? You remember years and years ago, they dished out the iodine tablets to people. That was about 25 years ago, 30 years ago. So the latest thing now is Ursula von der Leyen, she's now recommending that everybody, and the EU are recommending everybody, get a supply of, you know, like a doomsday supply, like, you know, a pack with water, beans, all that kind of stuff, yeah. And I'm sure there's something along. I was trying to read between the lines. I'm thinking to myself, is there a company supplying this somewhere that we're all meant to buy it off or something? Is there somebody making money out of this somewhere? You know, a piece of chocolate and all this kind of stuff that will enough for 3 days, I think it is, or something like that. And I go, what are they? What are they trying to tell us?
But that's okay, because the government are obviously doing that. We've just come from dinner there in a restaurant in City West, and there were crates of bottled water being brought into that hotel.
Yeah.
And we all know what that hotel's been used
for. Oh, yeah, we know what it's been used for. Yeah, of course, yeah. Okay, but getting back to this topic at hand. So you wouldn't do it yourself, but you wouldn't have an issue with somebody else doing it.
I would not have an issue with anybody else doing it. Absolutely not. Because the taxes have to be paid. You know, if you're getting benefits, somebody has to pay for them. And if you're not paying it, then there's a bigger tax burden on everybody else.
Yeah, well, the government will say it's theft. They'll say it's theft.
Yeah.
And I mean, it kind of technically is. You're stealing taxpayers' money. I suppose, Eddie, aren't you? You're stealing taxpayers' money.
Effectively, it is. And, you know, you can say what you like about the corporations and the government, and they're all thieves. And then they probably are. But one right does not make two rights. Two wrongs do not make a right.
Yeah. I mean, Eddie, do you feel bad that you were kind of stealing taxpayers' money during COVID?
That lady was brilliant there when she said it. She said she wouldn't, but she had no problem with other people doing it. And I think that would be the mindset of most Irish people, because you just think to yourself, geez, I'll have no luck if I do that. You know what I mean?
Dirty money.
And that would be the mindset of most people. I wouldn't do it, but I've no problem with someone else doing it. But here's the thing. We all think like that. Mm. So the government won't get anywhere, you know?
All right, well, do me a favour. Hold on there for a second, both of you. I want to go to Paul as well after the break. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008 if you want to get involved. All right, welcome back. Let me go to Paul. Paul, hi, how are you?
How are you doing, Will?
I'm good. So,
I couldn't care. If any Irish person is out there taking the money, then go. go ahead, take
do
it.
Because, do it, like.
Yeah, do it. If I could do it myself, I would. I really would, because they are fleecing us dry. Absolute dry. They're letting all these corporations away with more, but yet the little man has to pay for it. In fairness,
the little man is not paying an awful lot, to be honest with you.
Say that to somebody that gets half that bleeding paycheck taken off them. I get paid every 2 weeks. I only got paid there €1,200. I was left with seven. After that, €700 has to pay for me for the 2 weeks, plus me bills and my car and my kids.
Jesus.
And their functions and all sorts. You know what I mean?
Okay. Say that
to someone who's looking at the paycheck and saying, Jesus Christ, I'm not getting paid too. I'm not getting taxed.
So if your boss turned around to you tomorrow and said, listen, I'll give you the €1,200 and we're not paying any tax, I'll write it on the side, we'll pretend we let you go and we'll just give you cash.
I'd snap the hand off him, fingers, bones, everything with it.
Mm.
I'd snap it off him, and I couldn't care. I wouldn't feel guilty at all. I'd sleep soundly, no skin off my nose.
And what about people who are claiming benefits at the same time, then pretending they're unemployed but they're actually out working for cash?
If they can do it, look at the way I'm looking at it, right? I have friends. These friends have now worked a day in their life, social welfare. If these friends have been collecting social welfare and the social welfare haven't bothered pushing them out, then where does that give me the right then to say, well, if social welfare aren't doing their job, why should I be doing it for them?
And I get that argument. I understand, but here's the thing. Hang on. Both the Department of Social Protection and the Revenue Commissioners will never have enough staff to check everybody. They just won't. They can't. It would be an impossibility.
Come here. If I lose my job tomorrow and I go down to the social welfare, I tell them, look, I need to sign on. They're calling me down within a week. Why haven't you found another job?
Mm.
Then if I don't find that job, I go back down within another week. Oh, we're going to cut your money and try and get you out to get you another job. But yeah, Joey from around the corner who drinks seven nights a week is collecting social welfare since he's 18, and now he's in his late 30s. Make that one make sense to me.
They know how to do it. I wouldn't know how to do it. You don't know how to do it. You don't know the system.
They can call me down. They can call me down if I lose my job and then force me out to try and get another job. But Joey, that's being theirs, drinking that 7 days a week, who's been honest since he's 18, they're not bringing him down saying, why haven't you got a job? We're here. There's a job centre next door. Come on, we bring you in and get you a job. Force them out to get them a job. Bring them out to the parks. Make them clean up and whatever. Earn that fucking money. But no, the likes of me that lose their job, that goes down to try and claim for what he paid into the system, is getting forced back out to work. And then you have people that are flying into the country that have never worked a day in their bleeding life, have never contributed anything, no generational wealth into this country whatsoever, and yet they get handed everything. You have Ukrainians getting cars, parts paid for them. But yeah, if my car breaks down tomorrow and I go up to them and ask them, look, I need to get my clutch fixed. Sorry about your kid. You're Irish. You may not apply.
Okay, now just to clarify, by the way, the Department of Social Protection haven't confirmed that's true, but they haven't also denied it's not true. What they've said is it could have been claimed under a special need, special assistance payment or something like that. Yeah.
That's nonsense. If $7,000 for an engine is special needs, stop that. We weren't brought down on the last show. We all know exactly what's going on. And then you have, before we even get into it, as that lady said, I was going to say myself, but she got there before me, the amount of corruption in that government themselves. They're landlords and still getting paid by the state to do whatever. Like that is messed up.
Yeah, but it's not illegal for them to be landlords. Once they must declare it.
It's a conflict of interest. They're signing off on someone else's name to say, you're going to be my landlord, but we're going to collect the money, and then we're going to make it difficult so that people actually have to rent and they can't buy. Mm. Like
I do understand the conflict of interest.
I can't buy a house. I'm 46 now. I can't go and buy a house tomorrow because I'll try it. I've went. The banks aren't giving me anything. I'd need to have nearly 100 to 100.
No, well, on your earnings, grand. You won't. No, of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
I know.
I'd have that. But yeah, you have Indians flying into the country and they're buying every fucking house in the state around.
Well, if somebody comes into the country from India and comes through the proper system and maybe they're a doctor or a nurse or whatever and they're earning good money, they're quite entitled.
They're not all doctors and nurses.
I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying, if two people do, we don't know everybody's circumstance. I'm not denying, Paul, there are people scamming the system who are coming into this country scamming the system. I'm not denying that. So, but it's not everybody.
Well, that's the thing. I'm sick of this argument of oh, well, but we need engineers and doctors and all. They're not all engineers and doctors.
No, of course they're not all engineers and
you
doctors.
You know what I mean?
I'm well aware
of that. Like,
the guy that I seen the other day having a shit in the middle of the street wasn't an engineer or a doctor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure he's collecting social blade and welfare.
I'm pretty sure he probably is. You know what I mean? Okay, so getting back to the topic at hand, Paul. So because of what you see around you, and the way you're being treated by the state, you're saying
exactly.
to me, there's no chance that
does
I would report anybody.
There's a two-tier system here. If you, as I said, if you're Irish, you may not apply. If you're the politicians and the little lackeys that they have running for them, everything is fine for you. You can be corrupt all you want. But the little man that isn't paying his TV license, rat him out. He's a board and he's the one that's doing you out of your money.
Okay, well, hang on. Let me just go to Lauren as well. Lauren, hi. How are you?
Hi.
How you doing? Paul has a lot to say, in fairness to him. He's angry, and I understand why. Lauren, would you tell on somebody?
No, I wouldn't. But I've never experienced, I know quite a lot of people on social welfare. I've never, ever experienced people, you know, having... I've heard of the stereotypical idea of someone taking all the money they can. I don't know how, because even for job seekers or... a few years ago, and as on single mothers, the forms are so degrading in itself. I don't know how people are, and you don't even get that much.
Mm.
It could be 190 a week, or two. I think with job seekers, it was 240, which is not.
But it's not. It's not just that. If you're a single parent,
family.
Yeah. But Lauren, it's not just that. It's not just the payments you get. If you're a single parent, you could be claiming HAP, for example. And then you move the boyfriend in with you, which you're supposed to, by the way, you know, declare. You know, a lot of people don't. And I understand why. Maybe they can't afford to do that. I understand
well,
why.
So I was talking to Citizens Information because a partner had moved out and or was in the process. And she was saying that basically you can still claim single mother's payment if the... ex-partner is living in the house.
What's the rule? Wasn't there years ago there used to be a rule as long as it's not more than 3 days
or something?
There's
people separated still living together.
Oh, I know that.
You know, the country's in
a jock.
In a bad situation. Yeah. So, I mean, there's not... that's no longer...
Okay, but leaving that aside, this story initially came today from the fact that social media influencers and online creators were making a lot of money and a lot are not paying tax. If you knew of people who are making a lot of money on the side, cash, you know, would you dab on them or would you snitch? Some people are calling it. Would you report them?
No. Never.
See, isn't it mind blowing that there's four: Karen, Paul, Eddie, Lauren, whoever was on before you, the two or three people. Everybody is saying no, they wouldn't report people.
I'll give you another reason why they wouldn't report people, Noel.
Why?
Can you imagine when you go, right, I'm going to report someone. So you have to make a phone call or send an email, right? So they might have your phone number, they might have your email. And even if you make fake email addresses and hide your phone number, when they pay you, they're not going to pay you in cash. They'll want your bank details.
Mm.
So you're going to have to hand over who you really are. Imagine that got out, that who you are, and you were the fella that snitched on the road. Fuck me, your life would be over and your house would be targeted. Just too much to risk. Just people won't do it.
And you also have to remember as well, as long as it's a Muhammad, you might not, you know, if he's Muhammad, we don't want to know.
No. Okay. Let's not bring culture and race into it.
That's the fact of it. That's the fact of it. That is the truth. I hate being shut down when you're given facts.
I'm not shutting you down. There's as many Irish people dodging the system and screwing the system.
The problem. This is the problem with this country as well. The more that when you come out and start speaking facts.
I'm not cutting you down, shutting you down or cutting you out. What I'm saying to you is there's as many Irish people screwing the system as there is people who've come into the country. There's probably more Irish people screwing
that,
the system.
But as I said, the way I look at it, right, if these Irish people are screwing the system, not that they have a right to do it, but they have, they're generational from here. You know what I mean?
They kind of are saying they have a bit of a right to do it.
Yeah, but their ancestors have paid for this or have worked for this or fought for this. You know what I mean? So they're taking back what their ancestors got taken from them.
I think that's a lame excuse, in fairness.
But no, it's not. But then, as I said, you have someone coming in that has never given anything to this state and they're claiming everything.
I completely agree with you. If somebody comes into this country, they should be coming in here to work. Nobody should be given anything if they haven't worked or paid into the system, unless, of course, they're very badly down on the luck and they're genuine.
Turned around.
Okay, Lawrence, just getting back to you. I know, you know what Paul is saying. I understand what Karen is saying and Eddie is saying too. So is it an Irish thing, Lauren, that people just don't snitch on each other?
No, I think it's to stand in solidarity with the people. I think, I don't think we're supported. And
exactly.
It's kind of clearly said, you know, look, I'm just trying to get by at the minute. So I do the odd delivery in different areas. And and even when I was working in the care system, I've worked in multiple services, which kind of went downhill because all the Irish staff are leaving and they're being replaced by people coming over. They recruit
contract workers. They're being replaced by contract workers,
They're not contract workers. They're the businesses go over to the likes of India and kind of give them accommodation at reduced price and just benefits, really. Benefits we don't get. Like, we don't get offered anything. But I know there's people that I was working with. I was the only Irish person working in many houses. Which, like, I completely agree with multicultural society, but it wasn't. I was becoming a minority. And even when I am working in different businesses, there's not one Irish person there. Now, I don't want to make it about that, but I just think we need to stand in solidarity.
I don't disagree with standing in solidarity with your fellow Irishman and all that kind of stuff, or woman, be the case as the case. But that still doesn't kind of give us a right
because we're all
to break the law.
Struggling.
Yeah, and I understand we're all struggling. Well, most of us are. A lot of us are. The rich aren't struggling, clearly, and the people in government are not struggling. But the average citizen, you know, is just making ends meet, barely making ends meet. And I understand that. But does that still give us the right then to say, well, then it's okay, you know, to scam the system?
No, it doesn't.
No, can I say
also
something?
That one's turning on each other.
Sorry, Karen?
Like, you know, it doesn't give us right to do it, but why should we turn on each other? You know, you're saying there that revenue and social welfare don't have the resources, right? Well, let me tell you, I claimed something like 1,300 euro in health expenses, of which I was entitled to get 20% back. I have been called for a review twice in 3 years, over 1,300 euro that were legitimate. Now, if they have, that is definitely not the best use of resources.
No.
They could have been put towards figure like 1,300 euro in a year for health expenses, which I would have been entitled to 260 euro back. Mm. And I was reviewed for that for 260 euro. The review, the time they spent reviewing that would have cost more. And those resources should have been put looking at the higher net tax evasion rather than that. And I'm not the only person that happens to. But twice in 3 years, Niall, that's not on.
Well, listen, no, I understand and I don't disagree with you, Karen. For the sake of 260 quid, the administration costs in doing that probably cost more in wages than it did to give you the 260 euro, where meanwhile some big company is avoiding huge amounts of tax and they're not being questioned at all. And I get that. Karen, Lauren, Paul, Eddie and everybody else who got involved in that conversation, thank you very much indeed.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.